但愿你祝福这样的时间，让我们这几天可以听得见你要对我们说的话，可以感受到你对我们的爱和期盼，更让我们里面的人被你开启和吸引，好让我们的生命有真实的改变，好让我们能够好好的跟随你。求你听我们这样的祷告，我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的。雅各书是圣经中被神的儿女比较忽略的一卷书。
A book of James have been a book that has been neglected or looked over by many brothers and sisters.
但是会读圣经的人
But those who know the Bible
会告诉我们说，在新约中的雅各书
will tell us that the book of James in the New Testament
其实是像旧约中的箴言书一样
It actually serves like the book of Proverbs in the New Testament.
对着神儿女在世为人有着非常重要的关系。
It's a teaching for those children of God how to act in life.
他们告诉我们说，雅各书的主题就是属灵的成熟。
The theme of the book of James is to become mature in Christ.
当然，也有人认为雅各书的主题是活着像基督。
But those some also conclude that the book of James is aboutmaturity in Christ, the manners of Christ.
我们需要明白一个很重要的事情。
We have to understand one important fact.
神不会以我们有了他儿子耶稣基督的生命为满足。
God will not be satisfied that we only have a life in His Son as His children.
神的心意乃是盼望基督在我们里面成形。
God's hope is to form us in His Son, Jesus Christ, and to be a formation.
不是每一个人的年龄增加，他属灵上就会更成熟。
Whatever you age, you become more mature in spiritually.
其实今天很多教会里面
，Actually, a lot of churches.
有很多年龄很大的人
have many who are grown in age.
他们只会越长越老
They have only grown in their age.
They're growing old.
Growing old.
They're never growing up.
但没有成长，没有成熟。
我看过很多妈妈跟女儿 teenager 的女儿吵架。
I've seen that many moms have argued with their teenage girl.
看起来就是一个不成熟的 teenager.
Just like an immature teenager.
跟一个更不成熟、心智比 teenager 还小的妈妈吵架。
It's just like an immature mom arguing with an immature daughter.
当然爸爸也有的哦。
Of course, those are fathers also like that.
当然我问你们阿们不阿们，你们是不敢讲的。
But if I ask you, can you tell us you would not respond?
但是我们必须面对一个事实。
But we have to face this thing.
今天教会中大部分人的脑袋很清楚。
A lot of the churchgoers appear in the mind.
你问他什么他都知道。
Whatever you ask, they understand or they can answer.
他会告诉你这个不可以，那个不可以。
He can answer you, this is no, this is not.
他不但可以告诉你什么不可以。
They not only can tell you what is not permissible.
他可以告诉你你应该干什么。
They can also tell you what you should do.
只是他自己不做。
But they don't do it themselves.
他不是不想做。
Not that they don't want to do.
是他做不到
But they couldn't do it
不要爱世界
Don't love this world
他就爱死
But they love it to that
为什么
Why is it
因为不成熟
Because they are not mature
只是属灵的 baby
They are just like spiritual baby
Baby 可爱不可爱
A baby cute?
Huh? 见过吗？
这是 baby，
可爱不可爱？
啊，对 ，Q。
五年以后还是 baby， 可爱不可爱
？How about 5 years later they are still like baby？ 啊，对 ，Q。
对啊，如果你的孩子四岁了
，If your baby is five years old and they are still like a baby，
你愁死了。你不知道怎么办了，你要找遍所有的医生了。
You may have found all the doctors to find a wife。
同意吗？
同意。
但今天的悲剧是什么
？What is the saddest thing today？
我们信主3年了、5年了、10年了、20年了、30年了。
You believe in 3 years, 5 years, 20 years, or 30 years？
还是个 spiritual baby。
But you are just like a spiritual baby。
然后我还觉得 I'm okay。
And you are still saying, 我还可以。
You're okay.
你说你还可以吗？
我也 okay.
我也可以。
我们大家都 okay.
大家都觉得很好啊。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
但愿神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
能够借这一点点读雅各书的机会
，Have this chance that we read the book of James together.
我们或许能够得到一点成长的机会。
Perhaps that we have this chance to grow in Christ.
雅各书教我们关于成熟好多方面。
The book of James has taught us about maturity in many facets.
他教我们如何在试探中有忍耐。
He taught us how to endure in temptation.
这叫成熟的标志。This is the mark of maturity.
One mark of maturity.
知道怎么在真理中生活。
Also taught us how to live in truth.
有信心，有爱心，有行为。
Has faith, love, and actions.
这个叫成熟。
This is called maturity.
能够管住自己的舌头。
If you can keep your tongue.
这叫成熟。
This is called mature.
能够使人和睦。
If you can make others, if you can make peace with others.
属灵成熟的标志。
A mark of maturity is.
是 peacemaker.
是使人和好的人。
但是今天教会里面太多的是 troublemaker.
但今天教会里面太多的是使人纷争的人。
成熟的标志
，the mark of maturity，
是借着祷告可以得胜。
Is through prayer you can become victor,
overcome,
or become overcome.
无论是在你个人的经济上
，no matter is in your financial life，
你是。肉身中所经历的苦难
or the suffering that you have been through in life
甚至于社会上的不公不义
or faces things that you have experienced in the world with injustice
甚至于教会要承受的逼迫
or even the afflictions that you have endured in the church
怎么得胜
how do you overcome
学会祷告
learn about prayer
所以雅各书对着基督徒来讲
，So the book of James speak to Christians
是非常非常重要的一卷书
，is a very very important book。
很可惜
，unfortunately，
大部分的基督徒
，lot of Christians，
受到一些错误的观念的影响
，and affected by some misunderstanding or misconception，
常常会忽略这本书。
Have often overlooked this book.
特别是有人如果读到一点马丁路德对雅各书的批评
especially if some of you have read the critics of Martin Luther.
因为马丁路德曾经这样说过
Martin Luther has said this.
他说圣经中有一些书卷
some books in the book in the Bible
是好像剑一样。
来说，
罗马书
，Book of Romans，
加拉太书
Galatians.
这种书你读它这一卷，就可以决定一个人得救不得救。
Those books, if you just read them, you can determine whether you can be saved or tell about salvation.
那这个雅各书
啊 ，the book of James，
就像稻草一样。
It's just like hay.
Straw. 没啥用啊。
It's not quite useful.
那这样的观念就影响了教会很多年。
This is conception has affected the church for many years.
其实我们知道。
Actually, we know,
全本圣经
the whole counsel of the Bible
都是神的启示
is revelation of God.
天地可以废去
the earth and heaven can be removed.
神的话一点一天都不可以改的
but the word of God cannot be removed.
雅各书有它重要的地位
the book of Kings has its place in the Bible.
我们盼望神帮助我们
we pray that God will help us.
能够稍微读懂雅各书
that we could understand this book.
雅各书第一章第一节
The book of James, chapter 1, verse 1.
它在原文中的结构是这样
The original syntax in the Greek.
雅各
Say, James.
神和主耶稣基督
God andSavior Jesus.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
Bread.
A servant.
写信
Written that.
给散住在各地的
To those who have dispersed of the diaspora.
平安。
Greetings.
那我们希望呢
？Our hope is
就按照这个次序
，follow this pattern.
我们一个一个的来理解一下。
We come to understand day by day.
雅各
，James.
雅各这个名字其实是一个非常非常流行的名字。
Actually, it was a very popular name.
光是在新约圣经中
just by the book of New Testament, of the books of New Testament,
就有超过四个人的名字都叫雅各。
There are four names called James.
圣经学者
Bible scholars,
曾经吵过很多年的架
have debated for many years.
但是现代的圣经学者
the modern orContemporary scholars
已经不会这个事情吵架了
No longer argue for this
因为他们发现有足够多的证据
Because they have discovered enough evidence
新约的雅各书
The author of the book of James
就是耶稣基督肉身的弟弟
Is the biological brother of Jesus Christ
是他写给我们的。
Is he that has written this book to us?
这位雅各
，Is James?
他是一个什么样的人呢
？Who he is? What kind of person is he?
他在当时的教会里面
，That time of the church，
在耶路撒冷的教会里面
，In the Jerusalem church。
他被称为义人雅各。
He has been called the righteous James.
他是一个被人尊敬。
He was very respectable.
当然，他有一个很特别占便宜的地方。
He has one advantage over all else.
别人可以坑爹。
Other can claim on their father.
他可以坑哥。
He can.Both about his brother.
你们谁有一个大哥像我大哥一样
Whose brother like you is like my brother?
你们猜
Guess what?
约瑟跟玛利亚
Joseph and Mary
在有了耶稣以后
after they conceived Jesus?
他们生了几个孩子？
How many children did they have? How many?
五个。
Five?
至少。
Four? At least? Two? Seven?
随便你猜。
Four? Or ten?Whatever you mean.
圣经告诉我们
At least the Bible tells us
耶稣肉身至少有两个弟弟
At least Jesus has two biological brothers
至少有两个妹妹
At least two sisters
至少
At least
因为当他们介绍耶稣的妹妹的时候只说他还有妹妹们
because when they introduce his younger sister they his sisters
那妹妹们可以两个对不对
sister could be two
那可以五个
or more or five
我们不知道
you don't know
你要去听早期教父在猜、啊、
you can read some early church fathers
他们猜的跟你们猜的一样
They guess around the number you have raised.
啊，有的时候五个，有六个、七个、八个，随便猜。
Five, eight, or ten.
但是你知道，
you know,
加上耶稣的话
，If you trust Jesus,
他们家至少五个小孩。
At least five children in the family.
那请问谁是老大
？And ask who is the older brother?
耶稣了。
Jesus.
那谁是老二呢
？Who's the second?
雅各。
James.
雅各是老二
He is the second
那我请问各位啊，那个年代有没有计划生育
At that time is that control, birth control?
没有吧
They don't do that
老大跟老二你想会差多久啊
You can guess how was the age difference between the first and second child
年头一个年尾一个是不是
There could be one in the December and one in the next
再请问各位
And ask you again
耶稣肉身的家庭是富有人家还是穷苦人家
Can you tell me was Jesus biological family rich or poor?
很穷的
Very poor
真的穷啊
Truly poor
那么穷人家一口气至少生了五个孩子。
In this poor family, they have begotten five children.
一个接一个的。
One after another.
你们猜他们怎么住
？Guess how they live together.
每个小孩一个房间是吧
？Did each child have their own bedroom?
有没有可能
？Is it possible?
没有这种事的。
没什么病
哪里有哪个小孩自己房间的
Where in the world that they each have their own bedrooms
像我们长大那个年代
Even in the time that he was raised
都是一堆小孩挤在一个房间的
It was like many children are living in the same room
所以你想一想
Think about this
从雅各知道事情开始
From the time thatJames understands her
到他哥哥离开家
until his brothers leave his home
他跟他哥睡了几十年了
how many years did he live with his brother
多少年
how many years around 20 years
29年
29 years
他跟他哥住了29年了
29 years because he was born a year later
我有两个弟弟。
Yes, two younger brothers.
我们三个人住一个房间了。
They live together in the one bedroom.
你觉得我们三个男孩子相亲相爱
Do you think that they live in peace with each other?
我们从来不吵架。
They never argue or fight.
哦，对不起，我又挤到你了。
I'm sorry, I didn't bump into you.
会不会？我长大也很穷的哈。
I was also poor.
我记得我爸那个时候，如果买一个橘子回来
My father got a
Sorry.
叫我们三个人分了。
And to bring it all and to do parts.
你们有谁数过一个橘子有几片的？
I mean, there's a lot of pieces in the orange.
几片？
哦，
有十二片。还有呢？
There are four pieces in the orange.
八片的，还有呢？
Eight slices.
十片的，各位你们知不知道？就是没有九片的。我不知道神为什么这样子造橘子。
I don't know why God created plants to be like that。
我们三兄弟要分一个橘子，要打死人的，你知道吗
？We brought this fruit for one orange, and this got killed again。
很麻烦的。那么你们想，耶稣比我们家还穷，你知道吗
？Jesus was more poor than his family.
那几个男孩子在一起吃东西不抢的呀
？Children playing for food.
你知道我们常常都把耶稣想的不是人，你知道吗
？We always talk about Jesus as a human being.
所以我们以为今耶稣从小就，哎，我孔融让梨哟。
Jesus was saying, "I'll give you it to you."
我什么都。吃你
们
吃的可以了。
我
的天赋的旨意就是我的食物。
I have the word of God and it become a bread.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我希望你要知道。
I hope you understand this.
耶稣是一个百分之百的人。
Jesus is a whole human.
如假包换的人。
He's inside out a holy man.
他只有一样东西跟我们不一样。
Only one thing is different from us.
就是他没有罪
，he is sinless。
除了没有罪以外
，besides he is sinless，
他跟我们一样的
，he is exactly like us。
他有欲望
，he has his desire。
他有脾气
，he has his temper。
他有难过的时候
，he has time of。
他有开心的时候
，he has time of happiness。
他是一个有血有肉的人
，he is a man of blood and sweat。
雅各也是
，James is also like this。
雅各也是一个有血有肉的人啊。
He was also lived with blood and sweat.
三十岁有一天奇怪的事情，我不知道三十岁以前发生过什么事哦。
I don't know what happened before the 30 years, but one day it happened like this.
我有一点想象力啊。
I have a bit of imagination.
圣经是没有写的啊。
The Bible didn't record that.
早期的教父写的也跟我想的不一样。
Some of the records of the early church fathers was not exactly like what I thought.
因为早期教父的想象力啊
The early church fathers.
他们的 imagination.
他们的想象力。
是把耶稣想得他很小的时候啊你敢欺负我
They were thinking like Jesus when he were young.
然后耶稣说露一手给你看看。
So they thought that Jesus would show up.
让你知道我是上帝啊
！To let people know that I'm God.
然后别人，呜，他真的是上帝哦。
And then the people will say, "This child is Jesus."
我在
祷
告。
And the people will scare of him.
我不相信那些想象力。
I don't believe those imagination.
没有一个人看得出来耶稣是 God.
No one perceived that Jesus was God.
看不出来的。
Yeah.
因为耶稣自己是甘心情愿地放下了他一切属神的权利。
Because Jesus has denied his deity as being God.
他成为一个真实的人。
He has come as a holy human.
活在真实的人中间。
In the man live among people.
我在猜啊，一定有一次。
That there was one time.
他们兄弟几个吵架打架
，They were fighting with his brothers.
因为我们三个常常要吵要打的嘛。
Because brothers fight.
那我们是人嘛
？Because we are human.
而且我们是男人啊。
Because we are men.
后来我才知道，原来不是只有男人会打。
Later on, that was not only men fought.
原来女人也很厉害。
Women also fight.
那我是很晚以后才知道。
Okay, women also fight. Very late.
玛利亚回到家
，Mother Mary come home，
发现他们三个、四个，不知道几个男生打成一团了。
Look, brothers are fighting together.
要不要制止他们啊
Would he stop them? Was she not stop them?
要不要？
Is he?
要啊。
Yeah.
不可以打。
Stop fighting.
绝对不可以打。
Stop now.
特别是不可以打你哥哥。
Especially don't fight back to your brother.
我如果是 James,
if I'm James,
我一定问了。
Why? I would ask why.
为什么？
Why would I not fight back to my brother?
我打犹大就可以了。
Why do you let me to fight my brother Judah?
我就不可以打耶稣。
Why I can't hit Jesus?
为什么？
Why I can't hit him?
妈妈说。
And my Mary would say,
告诉你个小秘密。
I tell you a secret.
你哥是上帝啊。
Your brother is God.
你千万不要打他呀。
Don't hit him, please.
你得罪不起他的呀。
You can't afford to obey.
我如果是 James,
if I was James,
我听我妈说这个话，
and I hear my mom say that,
你猜我要怎么对他？
That's what I would do to him.
我更狠的打他。
I would pay him more.
你上帝，你上帝给我看看。
You are God, show me that you are God.
各位，你不要笑。
Don't laugh about
this. 你以为我在乱讲吗？
You guess that I was just joking?
你知不知道耶稣出来传道以后？
You know that when Jesus come out and served in public?
很多人都相信他。
Many people come to faith in him.
耶稣在迦南的婚宴上。
But in the banquet of Cana.
耶稣行了第一个神迹。
He performed his first miracle.
有没有人信啊？
There may anyone believe?
圣经怎么写的？
What did the Bible say?
门徒就相信他。
Disciples can believe in him.
对吧？
True.
哎，但是很有趣哦。
But it's interesting that.
下面要加一句哦。
It didn't add a line there.
只是他的兄弟不相信。
But his brothers did not believe.
你听懂了吗？
Do you get it?
他们去到婚宴了没有？
Did they attend the banquet?
去了。
They went.
喝到水变成的酒了没有？
Did they drink the wine? The water become wine?
喝了。
They drink.
然后人家跟他讲说，这个水变的酒哦，是你哥变的。
Your brother made this water to be wine.
他真的是神啊。
He truly is God.
你是雅各，你说什么？
If you were James, what do you think?
哦，真好笑！
哈，又要骗人。
圣经多次记载
，The Bible has recorded numerous times，
他的兄弟不信他
，His brothers denied him，
不信他
，His does did not believe in him。
哎，到最后，耶稣已经三年半的工作都做完了。
Even at the end of the 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry,
耶稣已经要到耶路撒冷去准备要上十字架了。
Jesus was God has gone to Jerusalem and ready for the cross.
那他没有去耶路撒冷之前
，Right before he went up to Jerusalem,
他先回家看看老娘了。
He went home to visit mom.
结果他的兄弟跟他说什么
？And guess what his brother said?
你要干大事。
Do some big thing.
不要再乡下地方。
If you are performing, if you are doing great thing, don't stay in this village.
到耶路撒冷去。
Why don't you show off in Jerusalem?
那圣经特别讲。
The Bible especially say that.
他们说这话。
They said this thing.
因为他们不相信。
Because they did not believe.
现在就是没明白。
Brother and sister, do you get it?
雅各是一个什么样的人
？What kind of person is James?
他是一个跟耶稣一起吃饭、睡觉、玩。
He was a man. He was a guy who raised up with Jesus, playing, eating, and sleeping together.
29年
49 years.
没有人比他更了解耶稣。
No one is more familiar to Jesus than him.
别人你可以说他是上帝。
No, you can say that he is God.
跟雅各说。
But you say it to James.
雅各就跟你说少来。
And Jesus, James will say that, no.
Don't give me that.
不会的。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 ，So dear brothers and sisters，
你如果要用简单的一句话来形容雅各的话
，If you would just say one thing about James，
他是一个听过最多耶稣讲道的人。
He could be the one who heard the most from Jesus。
他是一个看过耶稣生活最近的人。
He has witnessed Jesus the closest。
他是看过耶稣行神迹最多的人。
He has seen the most miracles from Jesus。
但是他是一个彻头彻尾不相信耶稣的人。
But he was a inside out disbeliever, unbeliever。
雅各
，James， that is him。
他要写信
，and he need to write。
写信的时候，那个年代要写信就要介绍自己。
At that time, whoever had to write, they have to introduce themselves。
雅各就介绍他自己
，and James now introduces himself。
他怎么介绍他自己呢
？How did he introduce himself？
他说：“我雅各啊
，I James
是神
，is God
和主耶稣基督
，and Savior Lord Jesus
Lord Jesus Christ
Lord Jesus Christ
圣经学者
，from Bible scholars
为了这个汉这个字
，when they have to define and。”
这个字在希腊文里面是很简单的一个介词。
In Greek, it is a very simple conjunctive word.
Hi.
这
个字有各种不同的翻译。
That word has many definitions.
这个字可以翻作说 A and B.
那个字可以讲解为结和月。
这个字也可以翻作 A 就是 B。
也可以解释为，甲就是乙。
看清楚吗
？Do you get it？
神
，God，
就是主耶稣基督
，is Lord Jesus Christ。
也可以这样翻。
And also, interpret it this way。
谁是谁
？Who is God？
神就是主耶稣。基督
God is Lord Jesus Christ.
那也可以另外一个翻译。
You can also interpret another way.
神
God
主耶稣基督
Lord Jesus Christ
加在一起
They come together.
两位
Two entities.
想听明白吗
Do you get it?
为了这个吵架吵不完啊
They have been debated on it.
到底哪一个翻译比较对
？And they have not come to an agreement which translation or which interpretation is correct.
其实不用浪费时间了。
Actually, you don't have to waste time.
因为不管你怎么翻它
，No matter how you translate,
后面这几个词
，the words that just follow and
主
，Lord，
耶稣
，Jesus，
基督
，Christ。
注意，基督是什么
？What does Christ mean？
基督是受膏者。
Christ is the Messiah, I want to know。
受膏者就是犹太人所期待的弥赛亚。
That the anointed one is the one who has been waited among you。
弥赛亚就是他们的救主。
The Messiah is their Savior。
就是他们的神。
Is their God。
所以当弥赛亚这一个称呼出来的时候
So when the word Messiah has come
已经把耶稣定位为他的神性
It actually affirmed the deity of God Jesus Christ
而不但如此
Not only that
前面还要加一个主
It prefaced with the word Lord
你要知道这个主这个字
You have to understand the word Lord.
现在我们中间又没有什么了不起、啊。
the way that we use it nowadays is not make any sense.
在罗马帝国的时候
at the time when the word Lord used in the Romans,
这就不得了的事情啊。
It's a great, it has a great weight.
你知道当时罗马的皇帝
You know that at the time of the king of Romans,
the emperor,
他们是把自己定位为神。
They consider themselves as God.
他们要求罗马帝国的人都要敬拜他。
They require the citizens of Rome to
bow down to them. 帝国到处都有一些罗马皇帝的神庙。
There are numerous empire statues around Roman Empire temples.
To worship the emperor.
To worship the emperor, 敬拜他们的皇帝。
当时把金服抓来
During that time they arrested Christians
带到竞技场
They brought them to the arena
就会问金服一个问题
They asked the Christian this question
凯撒是主呢
Caesar is the Lord
还是耶稣是主
Or you would say Jesus is the Lord.
你如果说凯撒是主
If you say Jesus is the Lord,
你就进到竞技场里面
You could enter the arena.
到楼上座位的地方去坐
And find a seat upstairs.
坐在那边干什么
What do you do there?
就看那些说耶稣是主的人
You will be sitting in the audience watching those who say Jesus is the Lord.
去过罗马竞技场的人举手。
If you have been to arena in Rome,
你们有没有注意到竞技场一进去的时候，它一个往下走，一个往上走。
Have you noticed there is two ways, one up, one down?
往下走的是走到那个竞技场的中间。
The stairs going down is to go into the center.
往上走的是走到走可以坐座位的地方。
The way to go upstairs is to find a seat.
你只要说耶稣是主
If you say that Lord Jesus is the Lord,
你就走到下面去。
You will have to go downstairs.
到下面干什么呢
？What do you do downstairs?
他们过一段时间
after a little while.
就放一个狮子出来
They will release a tiger
A lion
而且是一个肚子很饿的狮子
You will be a very hungry lion
然后你就要逃给狮子追
And you will be escaping from the lion
然后上面的人就在鼓掌啊
The people will be laughing and clapping
最后看你被狮子吃掉
And at the end, they watch you eaten by the lion.
现在懂不懂
Now do you get?
保罗为什么说
Why Paul will say this?
一个人如果心里相信
Why Paul say whenever one believes in his heart
口里承认
And confess in his mouth
耶稣是主
Lord Jesus is Jesus is the Lord
就必得救
And he will be saved
听明白吗
Do you get it?
因为那个时候谁敢说耶稣是主
At that time who would dare to say that Jesus is the Lord
是要付生命的代价
Is the one that has to pay the price of life
所以当这里写信说主耶稣
So here, when James wrote Lord Jesus Christ,
是说明耶稣基督真的是神
is to affirm that Jesus is really God,
并且他是神所应许的弥赛亚
and that he is the one who anointed by God.
他是要来拯救神的百姓
He is the promised one to save Israel.
不要小看这一个简单的称呼。
Not to overlook this
simple title.
这一个称呼的背后
behind this title
是对神有着非常深刻的认识
is a deep understanding of the character of God.
是对这主耶稣有个非常深刻的认识。
It's also a deep understanding of who Jesus is.
我雅各。
Me, James.
是神和主耶稣基督的。
Is God and Lord Jesus Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
仆人。
Servant.
中文翻作仆人。
The Chinese translated to servant.
不是准确的翻译。
Was not a correct or
It's not accurate.
Accurate translation.
准确的翻译。
A better translation.
奴隶。
Is to say slave.
奴隶。
Slave.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你如果是雅各。
If you are James.
你要写信。
If you have to write a letter.
向别人介绍你自己。
To introduce yourself to others.
你怎么介绍？
How would you introduce yourself?
我雅各。
I, James.
耶稣基督的大弟弟。
Jesus Christ's big brother. Younger, number one brother.
对吧？
Is that the way you would do it?
我雅各。
I, James.
耶稣基督的大弟弟。
The biggest among the youngest brothers.
这个还不算呢。
马哈利达。
我是耶路撒冷教会的当家长老。
Not only that, but we introduce, I'm the chair of the elders board in Jerusalem Church.
耶路撒冷教会。主任秘书、主任牧师
，the senior pastor of the Jerusalem Church，
就是最后拍板的那个人
，the one who has the final say。
我雅各
，I that's James。
不但如此
，not only that，
我雅各是以会祷告出名。
This James is famous about his prayer life。
他的膝盖像骆驼一样
，his
He has
a camel's knees because of.
因为他祷告太多。
Because it's a long time of kneeling prayer.
他整个的膝盖都长了茧。
His knees has grown thick skin.
所以这个是大家都知道的。
Many people know that.
雅各不但是一个热爱祷告的人。
This means not only that he loved to pray.
雅各是一个行为上无可指责的人。
This James also was a man beyond reproach.
早期的教父
Early church fathers
讲到雅各的时候
When they talk about James
都说那义者雅各
They will say that he is the righteous James.
说明雅各这个人是非常的遵守神的律法。
Meant that this James was a really, really devoted man to God's word.
非常的虔诚。
Very devoted to the law of God.
有非常美好的见证。
Has a great testimony.
如果雅各像我刚才讲的这样介绍
，If James were introduced with the word I just need，
你觉得他有吹牛吗？
Do you think that he is boastful?
有没有
Is he lying?
没有
He was not.
他讲的是事实
He was telling the truth.
他讲的是真的事
He was telling things are facts.
我因为常常被人家请去做讲员
Because I always been invited to speak in conference.
我最讨厌的一件事就是人家说要怎么介绍你
I hate the way that people ask me how we should introduce you.
因为大部分人要介绍我，都要想出一些办法。
Because people have to think of ways to introduce me.
要讲到说这个人干了什么了不起的大事。
Maybe they may have to think about great things that he has done.
这个人有什么抬头啊？有什么这个？
What kind of title this person holds？
他是博士啊。
Your doctor, PhD。
他是这个，他是做过这个，做过那个。
He has achieved this and that。
亲爱的弟兄
姐妹，Dear brothers and sisters，
你会很惊讶。
You may be surprised。
雅各介绍他自己。
The way that James introduced himself。
所有我们认为值得夸耀的东西
，all that we thought he should boast about，
那一样都没有。
He had introduced none of them。
他怎么介绍他自己
？How he introduced himself？ A slave。
A
slave。
换句话说
，In other words。
在雅各的心目中
，In the heart of James，
他对耶稣他的肉身的哥哥有了一个翻天覆地的认识。
He has an upside down understanding of his older brother Jesus，
以至于对他来讲
，So that to him，
能够做耶稣的奴隶就是他最大的荣耀。
To become a slave of Lord Jesus。The greatest honor.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brother and sister，
你要问
，You have to ask this question.
雅各怎么会变成这样
？How come James have turned out like this？
不信的人啊
，He was a believer.
哎，没听过道的人不信，值不值得原谅
？If those who have not heard the gospel and they did not believe, is it forgivable？
值不值得
？It's worth forgiving，
对吗？对不对
？Of course, it's worth。
常年资深慕道友
，For those who have heard the gospel for a long, long time，
还不信
，and still not believe。
这种人有没有点讨厌
？Do you think that they are not easy to love？
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brother and sister，
没有见过神迹的人。
Those who have not seen miracles，
他不信。
If they don't believe，
可以原谅吗
？Is that forgivable？
见过神迹还不信的人，这种是不是该打
？If they have seen miracles and not believe， should you give them？
同意吗
？You agree？
那这就是雅各吗
？That is James。
你跟我哪个人见过耶稣
？How many of you have seen Jesus？
没有吧。
No one, right?
你没见过你不信值得原谅对不对
If you have not seen Jesus and you don't believe in him
你见过他你还不信你不是太不像话了
But if you have seen him but not believe it is not very agreeable
亲爱的
Dear brother and sister
如果说一个人没有希望
If you say anyone is hopeless
雅各应该是最没有希望
James should be the one that is hopeless
同意不同意
You agree
这个最没有希望的人可以变成一个耶路撒冷教会的柱石
This hopeless person has become the pillar of the church
这个最没有希望的人
This hopeless person
可以成为那个义者
became the righteous man
这个最没有希望的人
，this hopeless person， most hopeless person，
居然对耶稣有这么深的认识
，had come to this deep understanding of Jesus。
他知道人一生活在地上
，he understood that to live on earth，
最大的荣耀
，the greatest honor，
就是做耶稣的奴隶
，is to become the slave of Jesus。
我都不知道我们中间有几个人有这样的认识。
I don't know how many of you have this kind of understanding in
your
mind. You all want Jesus to become your slave.
You all hypocrites.
Because you have been praying every day. You have been asking Jesus to listen to you.
叫耶稣替你服务。
Asking Jesus to serve you.
耶稣答应了你的祷告。
When Jesus answered your prayer,
你哈利路亚感谢赞美主。
You praise him.
你还要为他做见证。
And you testify to him.
然后还要说归荣耀给他。
And you even say you give glory to God.
我实在听不懂。
I don't get it.
你把耶稣当奴隶使唤，最后你要说把荣耀归给他。
You take Jesus as a slave and you say glory to him.
你现在听懂我在讲什么吗？
Do you get what I'm saying to you?
今天如果要找假冒为善的人，教会里面充满了都是这种人。
If we find who are the hypocrites, we could find a lot in the church.
嘴巴上叫他叫主，
we say that he's Lord in the mouth.
心里面是要叫他替我们服务。
But in our heart, we ask that he to listen to us.
他如果不听我们祷告，
if he is not listening to us,
我们干什么事？
What do we do?
啊、你使命的祷告，拼命的祷告，一直祷告，却这么重要的事，上帝怎么听不听
？You have kept on praying. Why God is not listening?
你干什么事
？What do you do?
继续祷告。
Keep on praying.
一直祷告到他顺服为止。
You pray and he obeys you.
还有呢
？What else?
有没有人不吃饭祷告
？How many of you have fast to pray?
有没有？有嘛？
嗯 ，Any of you？
为什么不吃饭祷告啊
？Why have you not go on hunger？
我不吃饭来祷告，你还好意思不听啊
？You will say I'm fasting and you're not still listening to me。
同意吗
？You agree？
我们想要操纵神
，You want to manipulate God？
我们要神做我们的奴隶。
You want God to become our slave.
我们中间有几个人知道
Are there any one of us here?
我们来到这个世界
You say, I come to this earth.
不是要神来满足我
Not to have God to satisfy us.
是要我们来满足
But to make ourselves to be satisfying to God.
不是让神来做我们的奴隶
，not to take up to become our slave，
是我们要做他的奴隶
，to make ourselves to be a slave to him。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，dear brothers and sisters，
这是一个成熟的标志
，this is a mark of maturity。
一个以自我为中心的人
，if a person is self-centered，
天天希望上帝听你话
，you just hope every day that God will listen to you。
还想出很多办法叫上帝比较听话。
And thinks of ways that you can make God listen to you.
那有没有看过很多的书啊
？You have read any many books?
怎么叫上帝听你的话
？How to make
God
listen to you? Of course, the book title will not say how to make God listen to you.
以前有本书叫《亚比斯的祷告》，听过吗
？There was a book called.Prayer?
The prayer
of Jesus. Jesus.
说白了，那本书就告诉你怎么样祷告，上帝就会祝福你，就听话嘛。
To say honestly, that book is just saying how we pray, God will listen.
你相信不相信那本书一出来
？You think that when the book was published?
一个月之内
，within a month，
就成为全美国畅销书的第一名。
Become the most bestseller in America.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们都希望上帝听话。
Because a lot of us want God to listen to you.
怎么为你的妻子祷告？有没有这么说
？Have you seen a book called How We Can Pray for Your Wife?
没有。
No.
知道为什么没有吗
？Why there's no one written that?
因为丈夫不祷告了。
Because the husband does not pray.
只有怎么为你的丈夫祷告。
They are only folks that how do you pray for your husband?
是不是
Is that true?
怎么为你的孩子祷告
Now how do you pray for your children?
见过吗
Have you seen that?
你到 Amazon 上去 search 一下。
如果你到亚马逊里面搜索一下。
超过15000本教你怎么祷告的书。
There are over
15,000.Different titles. 亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这说明了什么？
What does it tell us?
说明了今天众教会。
It tells us that among the churches,
华人的教会。
Among the Chinese churches,
白人的教会。
Among the Caucasian church,
黑人的教会。
African American church,
一样的自私自利。
All self-centered and self-centered,
都希望上帝做我们的奴隶。
They all want God to become their slave.
雅各不一样。
The James was different.
雅各，他认为他这一生最大的梦想。
He understood that the greatest dream in this life.
他这一生最大的成就。
The greatest achievement in this life.
比做一个几万人教会的主任牧师更荣耀的是。
Even greater than to become a mega church senior pastor.
比一个被众人所敬仰的一个义者
，even greater than a lot of people admire him as a righteous man，
更重要
，is more important，
是做耶稣基督的
，is to become a slave of Jesus Christ。
亲爱的弟兄姐
妹 ，dear brothers and sisters，
你有没有问过
？Have you asked this？
他怎么会变成这样
？How come he become like this？
怎么会变成这样？他以前信都不信啊
！How come a unbeliever can turn out like this？
有人说
，And there were some saying，
他会变这样啊
？They thought he become like this because，
因为圣经告诉我们
，Because the Bible told us，
耶稣基督从死里复活以后
，Because Jesus after he was resurrected。
单独去看过。
He has appeared to Jesus, to James individually.
我告诉你们在哪里。
I won't tell you where you found this.
你们自己去找。
How about you go find it yourself?
圣经有告诉。
The Bible has told us this.
我将来到天上。
One day when I reach heaven,
我一定问雅各。
I must ask James this.
雅各
，Hey James，
那天晚上
，At that night，
耶稣来找你
，When Jesus came to you，
死里复活以后来找你
，After he was resurrected，
这是怎么回事
？What had happened？
你们得想象力都没有
，You have some kind of imagination？
我们教会人多
，Our church has many people。
人多的教会非常讨厌
人。This thing is true. A lot of people are sure.
因为人多。
Because a lot of people.
生小孩的也多。
There are many children.
常常有人要生小孩。
There are babies born often.
死人也多。
And also many people die.
就人多嘛，我们七八十岁、八九十岁的。一个房间都坐不下。
Those who are about 70, we cannot sit them in one room.
那早晚一个一个都要死的呀，大家轮流就是了。
Either later or now, they will be passing away.
你不要笑，你以为你一直在这里
？Don't laugh. Don't you think you will be staying here forever?
特别是年轻人最让我难过。
Especially the youth are disappointed to me.
Make me sorry.
Or make him sad.
因为很多年轻人他以为他要很久以后才会死。
Because you think that you will have a long time to live.
那我可以告诉所有的年轻人。
But I can tell you. Do.
我主持过30岁的人的葬礼。
I have officiated a 30 years old funeral.
我也主持过20岁的人的葬礼。
And I also have there some of those in these 30s.
也有十几岁。
Even teen.
十六岁。
16 years old.
说走就走了。
When they say pass, they will pass.
坟墓不是用来埋老人的地方。
Grave is only for the old.
坟墓是用来埋死人的地方。
The only grave is to bear the dead.
老的会死。
Older people will die.
年轻人也会是
young people die。
所以年轻人
so who's a young，
我特别提醒你
want to tell you this，
要珍惜你现在有的每一天
to cherish every day，
因为你不知道你有几天剩下来。
Because you don't know how many days are left for you。
常常去葬礼的人
，those who have visited or been to funerals often，
像我
，like me，
有一个很深的感触
，have a come to a real deep realization。
死了
，when someone died，
就是死
，death，
真的就是死了
，the end。
前几天还跟他有说有笑的
，you know we talk about and laugh together a couple of days before。
你走了就走了
，when he need to go he go，
而且真的走了
，and really he's gone。
你更回来的
，and Jay will not return。
我在想
，I was thinking，
如果我参加了一个葬
礼 ，I was attending a funeral，
然后一个礼拜以后。
And then a week later，
晚上有人敲我家的门。
And someone knocking on my door。
我说谁啊
？I was asking who。
和我。
Hey, it's me。
我一听
，I hear that。
不可能啊
！Impossible。
上个礼拜才参加他的葬礼。
I just attended his funeral。
他怎么现在跑来找我
？How come he's knocking on my door？
哎，你是我，你开不开门
？If you were here, would you open the door？
当时他也不开。
我看了吗？
看呀！
我看
好大的。
啊，我们不用怀疑。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Brother sister，
如果雅各在睡觉
，If James was sleeping，
耶稣死里复活以后
，And Jesus was resurrected，
走到他的房间外面
，And he came to his door。
James，
Hey James。
James，
雅各，
我真的听到有人叫我，
好像有人叫我 ，someone's calling me。
James，
雅各，
啊，谁在叫我
？Who's calling me？
我你哥
，I'm your brother。
我是耶稣。
I am Jesus。
你猜雅各会唱
？What do you think James would do？
啊，雅各不唱。猜嘛
？Yes。What would he do？ Surprise！
棉被盖起来。
And so scared and cover himself up。
走开，走开。
And then say, "Leave me alone."
我以前对不起你。
I didn't keep you well。
我跟你打架
，Sorry， I hit you。
我嘲笑你
，I was teasing you。
我不相信你，上帝
，I didn't believe you。
但你现在已经死了
，But you now you're dead。
他不要来吓唬我了
，Don't try to scare me。
雅各
，Hey James，
我真的是你哥耶稣
，I'm truly your brother Jesus。
好不好？你真的是你，请你滚开好不好
？Okay, even if it is you, please leave me。
雅各，你听清楚。
Hey James, listen now。
我是活着的。
I'm a living person。
你是雅各，你这次要不要跳起来
？If you were James, James, would you jump up？
真的
哦。Is that true？
为什么打字你知道吗？
我没听。
我是做梦啊！
不看，我是 sleeping。
我是眼花。
我是 like dreaming。
要不要去摸他一下？
我的 touching。
哎呦，你真的火了！
你是不是？
我好厉害，太棒了！你怎么搞的呀
？You say this day you how come you come back？
哎，弟兄姊妹，跟你讲到真累。
当然是 so tired。To speak to you.
你一点想象力都没有。
You don't seem to have imagination.
你可以想到雅各这个兴奋吗？
Can you imagine the excitement that James had?
然后一 耶稣好好的跟他讲了关于耶稣的事。
And Jesus was seriously talking to him about his resurrection.
你相信不相信这件事情一定改变他的一切？
Even this incident has changed his life.
那我要问你。
And let me ask you.
是不是一定要复活的耶稣走到我们面前，给我们一耳光说醒过来？
Do we all need to have the resurrected Jesus come to our life and then hit us and slap us on our face to wake us up?
然后我们才能够变成一个真的认识他的人吗？
Is that only that that we become a person who comes to truly know him?
亲爱的弟兄姐
妹， Dear brother and sister,
请你记住，
I hope you remember this.
耶稣单独的去找过雅各。
Jesus has come to James personally.
耶稣没有单独去找过雅各的弟弟犹大。
And Jesus has not come to visit James' brother, Judah.
但是犹大在写犹大书的时候，
But when Judah wrote the book of Judah,
犹大也认识耶稣是他的主。
Judah also called Jesus is the Lord.
犹大也知道他一生最重要的地位身份就是做耶稣的奴隶。
Judah also understood that the greatest thing in life is to become a slave of Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
让我告诉你，
Let me tell you this.
一个人可以真实的认识主，
A person can come truly knowing God.
不一定是要有神迹奇事发生在你身上。
Not necessary to have miracle in your life.
但是一定要有神奇妙的恩典临到你。
But you must have the amazing grace in your life.
听住。
Have you got it?
没有一个人。
No one.
靠自己的努力。
Just by their own efforts.
靠自己的研究。
By his own studies.
靠自己的分析，
by his own analysis,
生命可以有翻天覆地的大改变。
That can transform the life inside of.
你跟我，
you and me,
如果你真的渴望你的生命彻底的翻转，
if you decide to have your life transform,
你真的希望你能够明白做神的奴隶是多么的荣耀，是多么幸福的一件事。
If you really long to have your life to be called by God and to have this honor to become a slave,
你需要神 amazing grace.
You need 神在你身上的恩典，大大的恩典。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们求。太多没有永恒价值的东西。
Today, many of us have asked for things that has no eternal value.
让我追到这个女孩子。
Oh, please God, help me to get this girl.
让我可以进这个大学。
Help me to get into this school.
让我有这个工作。
Help me to get this job.
生不出孩子，给我一个孩子。
Help me to get a child.
亲爱的弟兄姐
妹。Dear brothers and sisters.
多少你现在拼命祷告要的东西？
How many things that you want to get from God?
十年以后你后悔。
And 10 years later, you will regret.
我为什么当初会要这？
Why would I ask for this?
同意吗？
Would you agree?
求神开恩可怜我。
Ask God to have mercy on us.
从今天开始。
From starting today,
我们跟神求一个恩典。
You ask God for His grace,
让我们生命可以成熟。
That our life would be mature, would become mature.
我们可以成熟像雅各一样。
We could become like James.
我们可以成熟到一个地步，我们知道人生最幸福的一件事是做耶稣的奴隶。
To attain to immaturity.Understanding that to become a slave of Christ is the greatest thing.
我们记得吧。
Let's pray.
人的话实在有限。但是神你的恩典是无限。
But God, your grace is unlimited.
所以我们求你开恩可怜我。
So we ask that you have mercy on us.
可怜我们每一个到你面前来的人。
Have mercy on us, that we come before you.
但愿经过这个淫秽。
Pray that after this retreat,
我们生命可以翻转。
Our life is turned up upside down.
我们可以长大成熟。
We become mature.
可以满足你的心意。
We satisfy your heart.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.